I think there's two different types of places, and I'm comfortable with one, and I feel a little uneasy about the other. I don't mind if other people are having sex around me. I could care less.
Yeah, so I have a feeling it's more of like whatever you're into or whatever, you know, it all flies there.
Then that would be fine. Like, I don't care if Bob and Jane are, like, next to me having sex and I'm
it wouldn't be Bob and Jane.
Jane wouldn't be allowed there.
Yeah, Jane would actually be Joe.
Let's say Bob and Bill. Bob and Bill are going at it next to me, and I'm like setting my gin and tonic on their shoulder while I visit with Billy. I don't care about that because I've seen that my whole life. That's been my life story. But I'm not one of those people. I don't partake. I don't, you know, I'm not the adventurous one myself. But I don't judge.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm comfortable with one, and I feel a little uneasy about the other.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2355 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 24th of January 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to do Rob 2's Ask Big Fatty Question, and I've got a buttload of Vayner calls. Big Fatty! Hello, wagerers. Big Fatty, are we wagering? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. One moment, please. I'm having a little Theraflu. Yes, Big Fatty, it's your new crack. Well, I don't know about that. But it makes my throat feel good. And, y'all, you're wagerous today, because, y'all, I have a feeling that the folks in Hatlanta and the folks up in the Northeast may have some friendly wagering going on here in the next couple of weeks. Why, Big Fatty? Because, y'all, the Hatlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots, they're going to be competing in the Super Bowl. Yes, Big Fatty. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden there's a wager between that Jimmy Bear and Georgian Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. So you just never know about these things. No, Big Fatty, you never know about these things. Never!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we got our Axe Big Fatty question from yesterday from Rob 2. You know, I didn't have time to do it on yesterday's little show. And Rob 2 says, why do you visit the Von's East during your lunch and not after work? And do you take your groceries home during lunch or bring them back to the coal mine? If you bring them back to the coal mine, do you bring your refrigerated items inside? Glad you're feeling better, and congratulations on the new Rob 2 of the Robs. Well, first of all, Rob 2, thank you so much for the e-letter and for participating in the January content contest on yesterday's little show. And these are excellent questions. Thank goodness you ask them in January, because, you know, February is so-so question month. And y'all, that's a spinach solid. I go on Wednesday to get the senior citizens discount, Rob, and I do bring them back to the coal mine, and if they are refrigerated items or items that need to go in the freezer, I do bring them into the refrigeration unit there at the coal mine, and the rest of it just sits out there In the new can. Big Fatty, you summed that up quite nicely. Yes. The Vader No Bacon Show! Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, on I-26, heading eastbound, hoisting back from Hatful. Love my parents with the rest of the family. You know, they drive you crazy. And it's January 14th, and quite honestly, I tell you, Big Fatty, he was Chroma. And, you know, Chroma was a month ago, or it feels like it was, and we just finally had the Chroma with the Hats family, and they will drive you to drink. They will. In fact, my mother had to tell me to just pretend I was mute at one point because she could tell I was about to explode. And I've been a little under the weather. I've had a little the sinusy and the headache. And quite honestly,
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on me? I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, even if it's weeks and weeks. It's 10 days. 10 days. 10 days, he said it was the 14th when he called, and Vader, you talk about it not being crema still, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, she still hadn't written the crema letter. No, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H., Miss Shirley, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Calling with your thank you for all you do and for the lunch and for the Ruby Red Chef Ford Grapefruit event. I have just left leaving the Target. I went to see Miss Shirley. It's not Memorial Day. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday observed at the coal mines. I had the day off, so of course I had to go to the Target to get the coffee at the coal mines. So almost out. And I made sure I got Miss Shirley's line, and she was not doing so good today. She's a little under the weather, but she says hi. And but before that, I went to the lunch. You were kind enough to take me out for the baked potato and soup for the birthing day lunch, and it was lovely. And I enjoyed my food very much. A little spicy. I'm surprised the old person special had that much kick to it, but it did, and it was delicious. And I got to ride in the new Ford Grapefruit, and that also, we didn't back into anything, but I was hoping, ooh, they're taking the Scion logo off the Rick Hendrick Toyota dealership. I guess it's about time. They aren't making those anymore. But I got to ride in the Ruby Red, but I just knew you were going to back into something or someone was going to hit us. I was ready to go ahead and crack that taillight like you've done on the last several Ford hoists that you've had, and no such luck. None. It was an uneventful drive. So anyway, it's very lovely. It's fancy. I'm really concerned about that because I'm not sure that you'll ever actually use it. You probably should have gotten the Model T there at the dealership, but whatever. So, all right, well, got to run. I'm fat, and my sinuses are burning my eyeballs. I got to go take my contacts out and put my feet up on the sofa for a bit. So, okay.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm glad you enjoyed riding in the Ruby Red. We're not going to call it the grapefruit, though. No, Big Fatty, we're not going to call that little squirt a grapefruit, because it's not a little Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, do you like the broiled grapefruit? My mother used to do this. You take a take a grapefruit and you cut it in. Big Fatty, is this a restaurant recommend? No, recipe recommendation? No, but it's you take a grapefruit and you cut it in half and you take the seeds out and then you sprinkle the top of it. You put a pat of butter in the center of the grapefruit and then you sprinkle brown sugar on it and you stick it under the broiler. Big Fatty, you've turned something nutritious into something that'll clog your arteries. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Mulchin Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I know you can't hear it because I'm inside. But I returned home from my doings today to discover that Hot Larry is out back. First of all, there's a backhoe in my backyard. No one asked permission for this. Secondly, there's a giant mulcher in my backyard, also not approved, and they've cut down this giant tree, which needed to be cut down, and blah, 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 blah. Long story short, they cut it down after I bitched long enough at the city of North Charleston about this tree was going to fall on my house. So they've been working on all this for weeks. Seriously, before Christmas, they've been putzing around back there, trying to protect this and that, and blah, 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 blah. Well, they've cut... They now...
I didn't hang up on Vader. Thank you so much for the backhoe update. Big Fatty, a backhoe don't most hoes work on their back? Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Why were you calling Big Fatty if there was Hot Larry out there? With heavy equipment. Big Fatty, this is just getting more and more vulgar as you speak.
Oh, Fatty boy, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, that's Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. On Thursday, January 19th, 2017, in the holy year of Missali Hotensula Vatria Parton. Because it's the Missali H. Parton Starfing Day. And, you know, we love Miss Parton and all that she do. We named our car after her semi-successful dinner show franchise. And we also have named the Motor Mansion Miss Dolly. So, what else? So, you know, we love her. And I was very, very, very disappointed that you did not mention her birthday at all, considering everything she has given to you. So I'm on my way home. I had to run by and get the toilet paper after the coal mine, don't we all? But I went ahead and just got the medicated, what do you call those things? Tissues, Kleenexes, this truck is about to hit this car. Oh, dear Gussie. Woo! I mean, if the car had stopped, he was just going to hit her, because that's how they do. It is very important that they get their fat, tiny penis mobiles on over without any regard for anyone else. So, I'm going home. The question is, what am I going to experience when I get there? Will I have a house? Has it been torn down? Because I feel like that's honestly going to happen. I'm just going to come home, and the city will have bulldozed me on down, and was like, oh, yeah, we needed to get another backhoe in there, and, your house was in the way, so we just tore it all down. We didn't send you a letter, but hopefully that's okay. So, I'm pulling in now. I'm cranky, and I'm pissy. And, gonna go, I don't really know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna do something. So, meh.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda and Veda. Excuse me, y'all, that is old cranky and pissy, B. Fanny. Veda, cranky and pissy, thank you so much for the call. Always love it when you're cranky and pissy. And by the way, Veda, I did not know you had had already purchased the new Motor Mansion. Big Fatty, I think he's just decided he's going to call it Miss Dolly it's a dream. Is that what it is? Yes, Big Fatty, something like that. It's kind of like a dream.
Big Fatty, ow. Ow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh, Lightning Vader.
I'm in my jalopy. It's Saturday, dark day today. I'm out and about making my pantry great again. And I just wanted to call and say that, you know, my faith in the American people is often tested. Let's be honest. Oh, shit, I should have stopped at that crash station. Ugh. Well, I didn't stop, so I guess I'm going to have to make it the rest of the way back towards the Vader Family compound. So, you know, since the dark thing happened, and the Chickaville is not suffering. I decided I was going to be extra nice to people, and that's all fine and well, but, you know, I am a white male, so I felt like I got to make up for the stereotype, so I needed to be extra super nice, so I've worn my big smiley face shirt and that sort of thing, and I've been so nice to people today, but I was listening. I was in the Harris Teeter there at the White, somewhere. I don't even know where it was, actually. I don't know what that area is called, but on Dorchester Road, and I've been shopping all afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I've been out since like 1, and you're making traffic great again. I was talking to these people in the Harris Theater because I'm very friendly and social now, and laughing. And everyone's been so nice today, and it's amazing how nice people have been. And it's not like the gloating nice, but the like we're all in this together nice, which I approve of because like quite honestly we're all in this together. And like it or love it or hate it. Dear God, the road is flooded. We're in this together, so we gotta make do. But anyway, this lady was telling the story though, and it's really awful, but I found it really funny. This woman ran a red light and had a little fender bender and was and the lady and she had the Make America Great Again sticker on her car, and the lady drove by and rolled down the window and said, "I stopped, but I'm busy making America great again, but I'll pray for you," and rolled up the window and kept driving. And it's really nasty, but I got a good laugh out of it. Yeah, that's all I got. I probably shouldn't have told that story because I feel guilty that it was funny, because we could all have a car accident, but not all of us could have that sticker on our car. So anyway, have a blessed day.
Yeah, I guess y'all. Y'all, that of course is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Now, y'all, I think there was another Vader call. I don't know what I've done with it though, but there was something about there was a backhoe at his door and it fell in a hole or something like that. But y'all, I get confused. I just get Fanny. You don't have to explain it to anyone. We all know you're old and confused. But Vader, thank you so much. And y'all, I think since Miss Bacon is not calling to the little show anymore, that y'all, I think I'm just gonna play Vader calls in with everybody else's calls from now on, and not just do a pull out. Day-long. Yeah, well, Big Fanny, it was nice that he was able to fill up your 20 minutes of silence today. Well, it really was. And Vader, we'll still have your music and all for you. Big Fanny, we have music? Yeah, like this.
Vader, no bacon show.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all, it's Larry Klein's celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I'm not going to play the music for him. Yeah, Big Fatty out of time, but y'all, if you see him on the 20 or the face space, Big Fatty, I don't know if he's on either, but y'all, send him good birthday wishes. Y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle. You heard Mr. Cackle talking about the horror hotel. But Mr. Cackle, you know, the old gal brought her little show back. And when you think of the old gal show and this little show, what do you say?
I'm comfortable with one, and I feel a little uneasy about the other.
I know exactly how you feel, uneasy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.